In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Morning. Now for the readings in the vernacular. The lesson comes from the book of Proverbs. Who shall find a valiant woman far from the utmost coast the price of her? The heart of her husband trusteth in her, and he shall have no need of spoils. She will render him good, not evil, in the days of her life. She hath sought wool and flax, and hath wrought by the counsel of her hands. She is like a merchant ship. She bringeth her bread from afar, and she hath risen in the night, and given a prey to her household, and victuals to her maidens. She hath considered a field, and bought it, and with the fruit of her hand she hath planted a vineyard. She hath girded her loins with strength, and hath strengthened her arm. She hath tasted and seen her traffic is good. Her lamp shall not be put out by night, and she hath put out her hand to the strong things. Her fingers have taken hold of the spindle. She hath opened her hand to the needy, and stretched out her hands to the poor. She shall not fear for the house in cold snow, for all her domestics are clothed with double garments. She hath made herself clothing of tapestry. Fine linen is a purple for her covering. Her husband is honorable at the gates, he that sitteth among the senators of the land. She hath made fine linen, and sold it, and delivered a girdle to the Canaanite. Strength hath beauty, and beauty are her clothing, and she will laugh in her latter days. She hath opened her mouth to wisdom, and the law of clemency is upon her tongue. She hath looked well upon the paths of her house, and hath not eaten the bread of idleness. Her children rose up and call her blessed, her husband, and he praised her. Many daughters have gathered together riches. Thou hast surpassed them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. The woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. This concludes the lesson. Now please stand for the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hidden in a field, which a man having found hid it, and for joy there go forth and sell all that he hath, buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking good pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went his way and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like to a net cast into a sea, and gathering together of all kind of fishes, which, when it is filled, they drew out, and sitting by the shore, they chose out the good into vessels, but the bad they cast forth. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall go out and shall separate the wicked from among the just, and the just shall cast them from into the furnace of the fire. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have ye understood all these things? They say to him, Yes. He said unto them, Therefore every scribe instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, who bringeth forth out of his treasure new things and old. This concludes the continuation of the Holy Gospel. You may be seated. Today, as all Thursdays, we offer this Mass for those souls that are most lost, the most lost souls. Particularly today, so we had to make a few last-minute changes because I read it a little bit wrong and thought that we were celebrating the great feast of Saint Pontian, the great pope and martyr of the early centuries of the church, who died in exile, if not by the sword. Then I realized that I had only skipped over something and realized that it was actually supposed to be Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, which I knew in the back of my head, but I had forgotten when I set up everything last night, so I had to change everything very quickly. Now, St. Elizabeth, you may say, well, Father, wasn't Tuesday's Mass St. Elizabeth? Yes, one of the great times. We get to celebrate the Mass twice. We get to celebrate the saint twice. That's how great the saint is. So it's a great blessing. At least I consider it to be such a great blessing to do it. And just for Fabian out there, you may say, well, Father, didn't you already preach kind of this exact same sermon to Deacon and I before Mass on Tuesday? Well, kind of yes, but it's a little bit different as well. So I was sad that I wasn't going to get to preach on Tuesday, so I gave them everything I was thinking of in my prayer in the sacristy before the Mass. And Deacon took it a different way because he didn't preach on the saint particularly, preached on the reading. So you'll get something here too. And Fabian, you'll get something even different from what we said there too. So be all right with that. Now, St. Elizabeth of Hungary, you know that she's a great queen. And in fact, one of our young confirmation students, who God willing will be confirmed this year, took the name St. Elizabeth of Hungary. She's a popular saint. Why? Because she was a great queen. But contrary to what we normally think about queens, she didn't live very long. She had a very short life. She married very young. And in the time that she had with her husband, who more or less put her to the side, she never gave complaint over the fact that her husband wasn't around. Because he wasn't. He was off at war. He was off doing other things. And he died early as well. As soon as he died, there wasn't the customary period of mourning. There wasn't the customary, well, this is how things are going to go, and so we need to make sure that we prepare a whole household. Elizabeth had borne him 4 children, and while he died, she was still bearing one of his own, or had recently given birth to that child. But what did her husband's brother do? Immediately, he sought to kick her out of the house, to strip her of all the royal dignities, and literally turned her out into the streets. This queen, who was of noble birth herself, who at her very birth, as the annals of the saints tell us, was heralded by great music when her birth was born, and heralded as what will come of this great woman to become a great noble woman, a great princess, a queen maybe. What happened to Elizabeth? Well, she was immediately turned out, immediately sent to have to beg for all of those so that her young family, the 4 kids which she had, would have something of substance. During her life as a queen, she was known to always be concerned with others, even going out and visiting the lepers, the weak, the sick, and making sure that they were cared for, and now she finds herself among them. Was she repaid with the same sort of love which he had turned? No, she wasn't. She wasn't at all, especially at first. They turned her aside as a beggar woman. Well, as time came to prove itself out, even in those 4 years, she only lived to be 24, if my memory serves me correctly. In that time, she was still able to seek the good of others. Out of whatever she was able to ply with her begging and with the work of her hands, as that reading from Proverbs 31 speaks of the woman that is highly to be praised, she worked hard to make sure that everything was provided for all of her young children, and even from beyond, to still be generous. When you read in the ordinary form office of readings, the office of matins, that office at the very beginning of the day that has the long reading of the saint, you'll find that one of her chroniclers would say when she was getting ready to breathe her last, succumbing to a final illness really brought on by her ill treatment in these latter years of her life, what happened was that she was laying there on her bed. She committed anything that was of her inheritance that was still to be laid up for her. She said, "We'll give that directly to the poor. They need it more than I do. I don't need these things. I don't need these things." She reserved only such as was hers for one very of the most simple of garments that she had. She said, "And that's the one that I'll be buried. Just give me that. Nothing else is important. Make sure I'm clothed in my burial, and that's it." That was the way in which she treated her life. She herself had imbibed that Franciscan spirituality, which she was so enamored with when she heard about the founder, St. Francis. So what do we see? This is the one thing I want to draw out from you for today. Her whole life was dedicated from her earliest years of just making sure that she used her time well. Used her time well. This is a quotation that I have here. I don't know if you'll be able to, you certainly won't in the pews be able to read it. This is something that I've written down as well. If you can take it out there, it's fine. It's actually, I pasted it in the opening of the Mass as a little quotation that's there. What it says there is that she said, In heaven, she's speaking of God. She says, in heaven, your will is punctually performed. So may it be done by all things on earth, by all creatures. That's normally where you and I would stop with the quotation, because that feels good, right? Heaven, in heaven, your will is punctually performed. So it may be done on earth by all creatures. Isn't that a good general statement? But she doesn't stop there. She hits the thing that you and I don't want to say. She says, in heaven, your will is punctually performed by so may it be done on earth by all creatures, particularly in me and by me. That's a lot harder to say, isn't it? Not just, God, let your will be punctually performed by creatures that exist in the world, but in a special way, it needs to be done in me and performed by me in my actions. That's the way that she sought to work. Not seeing herself as somebody who is above the laws, as many of our politicians and rulers of this day say, well, I don't have to do things. That's laws for you poor people who don't really understand, but I don't have to abide by those things because I'm better than you all. I have different rules. I have different responsibilities. I can get my hair cut during this time, even though nobody else can get their hair cut because I'm important and I got to be a face in front of a camera, as some of our politicians have said, and other excuses that people have made for going to parties and whatnot that other people are not allowed to attend. But she says, particularly in me and by me, let me be the one who's the lowest among the creatures because I have to do it. Even more so because people look to me as a queen. Again, at the end of her life, she sought nothing. She sought to have nothing. She said in one of her quotations, though I didn't write it down, she talks about her possessions are the chief cause of her inability to love God. My possessions so easily can come to possess me. And so that's why she was so easily letting go of all those things. She said, Christ, he was what? I'm going to mess up the quotation. But she said, Christ, he was given a crown of thorns. That was the crown which he wore. So why should my crown be of something greater than that of his? Should I not accept that which is less and more noble for myself? If the King of Kings wore something that was so impoverished himself. And so those are things for us to think about. How do we seek to hold on to our possessions? Or are we as liberal with as Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, this great queen, with our possessions, saying, I don't really need that thing. You want it? Why not have somebody else have an opportunity to take it, to have that generosity of soul, realizing that, well, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he said, foxes have their dens, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. So what does that mean that I live my life? Do I live my life more like a king of this earth or more akin to one who is wishing to have shelter within he who is the King of Heaven? Saint Elizabeth of Hungary didn't excuse herself in any way, but rather put herself as she truly was, a low servant. And even as she was high and looked up to by men, said, well, then I have to make sure that I do it even more so than everybody else, not excusing myself in any way. If you're struggling with that, well, so am I. And then we can struggle with it together and ask St. Elizabeth of Hungary to help us to more embody Christ who is poor so that we may be heirs to his riches in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.